With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. The competition season is now over for the Prescott Cardinals dance team as they pulled off two state runner-up finishes in lacrosse at the state meet. Head coach Samantha Marks joined KDWA Sports to look back at the 2019-20 season, and she first walks fans through the run to state.
After Menominee, our first competition, we actually hosted an invitational at Prescott High School. We didn't compete, but we performed to get some judges' feedback, which was awesome just because we're hosting for everybody else that day. And then the following weekend, we were in Eau Claire North for our conference competition. We got first in both Palm and Jazz and came home Middle Border Conference champs, which is awesome. And then we had 2 weeks to prepare for regionals in between conference and regionals. That was at Hudson High School. We took home first place in Palm, and then for Jazz, we saw a team that we actually had defeated at Menominee, and they came out on top at regionals. And then they also defeated us the following week at state. So it definitely fuels the fire for next year, but we were very proud to take home two runner-ups in Palm and Jazz at state.
There's no doubt that Prescott left it all on the floor throughout their playoff run. Coach Marks agrees.
Definitely, we're very fortunate to be very comfortable usually walking away from regionals as regional champs. And this year, that wasn't the case, and we went back to practice kind of with the mentality of just because you're on the Prescott dance team doesn't mean you're guaranteed to win. It's hard work that wins, and we definitely have been working hard, but we'd be naive to think that the other teams in the state of Wisconsin aren't working hard too, and we definitely always have a target on our back. So that week of practice was definitely the best week of practice we'd had all season. There was a lot of passion thrown around the room in more ways than one. Some frustrating days, and then ended on some really high days right before we left, and we pushed our dances harder than we ever have, and we left the state floor feeling very satisfied with our performances, and that's really all you can ask for.
Coach Marks really liked the way their actual routine turned out as they approached the state meet.
Yeah, I mean, I met with the seniors at the beginning of the season to talk about ideas, and we really try to choose something that reflects the seniors more so than anybody, because it's kind of their year to get their last chance to do something that is their style. I absolutely love both of our routines this year. We have Caitlin Lundquist, who is a Prescott Dance Team alum who helps us with choreography every year, and she just did a great job. We had really great comments on both Palm and Jazz on our choreography, so we were very happy with how it turned out.
Having a bit of a choreography coach has definitely helped the Cardinals throughout the year, as Coach Marks explains.
Yeah, so, I mean, trying to relate it to another sport, I'd almost be like if somebody else outside of your football program wrote your plays. Caitlin and I collaborate a lot. She's obviously not there every day, so a lot of the things that she might think work at her home in Duluth might not work here in Prescott when I throw it on the girls. And so her and I have a great going back and forth tweaking process of choreography. But yeah, a lot of people have outside people come in to throw a dance at them to give them a new style and just something unique that the coach maybe doesn't think they can bring to the table.
Coach Marks on the dance landscape continuing to evolve, noting that Prescott is already looking towards next year, their routine, and how they can get back to winning state championships.
I mean, we went back to the drawing board the evening of state, so it's a huge process, and dance, I feel like, is a sport that is constantly evolving, and you always have to come up with the next best, most creative thing that no one's ever thought of before. And there's lots of ideas that get repeated, but those aren't really the ideas that win, so it's a lot of studying, watching other people, and then just being inspired by something yourself and thinking of that one thing that nobody else has thought of. Dance is a subjective sport, so it'd be like playing a basketball game and you don't know the score the entire time, and then you wait 2 hours after you're done with the game and then you find out. But it's not because of the scoreboard, it's because somebody thought one team played better than the other. It's a subjective sport, but it's a sport we all chose to be. So sometimes when we do win or lose, it can be frustrating because obviously you always want to think that your idea is the best, but sometimes it just doesn't happen that way. So at state, we got second in Palm, but two judges had us in first place. They ranked us first, and two judges had us in fourth. So it's just all subjective. So if we had four judges that thought we deserved first, we could have got that. So it's all in the hands of people who you don't even know who they are.
There were only three seniors for this year's Prescott dance team, but they definitely will be missed. But those three also set the tone for this very young team headed into next year with high expectations.
We had a very young team this year. We had 6 rookies, and we are very underclassmen heavy. We only had 6 upperclassmen in all, so a very young team, but everybody was very much so willing to help each other out. We all had a common goal, and we knew we couldn't get there unless everybody put their heads together. So the upperclassmen did a really good job of taking the young ones under their wing, constantly giving them corrections, but in the right way, so they didn't feel constantly targeted. Us coaches, our job is to point out the bad, and I feel like there are certain days that I really realize that, and I always tell the girls, I'm so sorry I don't tell you enough how good you are, because even if they do a great job, it's my job to find the 2 things they did wrong, and I forget to remind them how good they do. So we had a huge year of improvement throughout a lot of girls and the whole team overall. I think we stepped up our game, and we just have to do the same thing next year.
Coach Marks hopes that the underclassmen from this year's team take a ton from the 3 seniors into how to lead this team in the future.
I feel like every year I approach the upcoming seniors and say, hey, really watch the leaders in front of you. Take bits and pieces of what you like and don't like of their leadership style so you know the kind of leader you want to be the next year.
Right.
And I feel like all 3 of our seniors, we have Anna Merker, Jana Weber, and Mackenzie Brinker, they all brought a different element to the table, which really helped the whole dynamic of the team overall. They were all able to relate to all the different personalities we had on the team and really did a great job leading us this year.
Senior dancer Jana Weber talks about some of the fond memories coming up through this Prescott pipeline.
Well, it was pretty crazy for me as an individual because dance is one of those sports where the majority of the girls start when they're really, really young. And I was like a volleyball player. Like, I followed my 2 older sisters as like a basketball player, volleyball. And I kind of figured out that although I wasn't like terrible at those, I didn't love it. So I like kept looking, and my mom was watching me do cartwheels and flips in the living room. And she was, oh my gosh, maybe you could try dance. So I tried it in 6th grade. I was 11. And turns out I just had all this natural talent that sparked into me trying out for the team my 8th grade year and making it on varsity as a freshman. And it was just so crazy because I just never pictured myself when I was younger as a dancer. I always pictured myself as like a baller.
Fellow senior Mackenzie Brinker had to overcome numerous injuries in her career, and even when they seemed to get her down, she stuck with the team.
It was a little bit different for me than it was with Jana. So I tried out my freshman year, dance in Hastings, at Jan. So I didn't really know many of the girls. I just knew like the 2 other girls that I was in the same grade with. So I was pretty nervous going into that, and so I just danced on their fall team. But then I still went to every practice, still learned the dances with them, and had a good time and got the good bonds. And then my sophomore year, I tried out and I made JV, and I was the captain of JV. And I came back my junior year and I made varsity. I did like one dance just because I have like a back injury. So I just did one dance my junior year, came back, and I couldn't dance my senior year because of my back injury, but I was still like involved. I was still like a captain of the team.
This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.